Republican members of Congress are on the defensive over President Bush's proposed changes in Social Security. Last week, GOP lawmakers held meetings on the subject around the country. And while those sessions may have helped convince constituents that Social Security has problems, there is still skepticism about the proposed fixes. And Republican leaders in Congress are now talking about taking more time to create support for an overhaul. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
As he left the weekly closed-door gathering of GOP House members this morning, Majority Leader Tom DeLay acknowledged to reporters outside that there had been some discussion of the issue that's been roiling both Congress and the nation these past weeks.
We talked a little bit about Social Security in this conference, not one negative comment by the members. I know you want to write the story that the members are afraid of this issue. Far be it from the fact.
DeLay did have a negative comment of his own to make, however, aimed at the powerful senior citizens lobby, AARP. The group has been airing ads opposing President Bush's proposal to make private accounts part of Social Security.
It is incredibly irresponsible of the AARP to be against a solution that hasn't even been written yet.
Emerging from the same GOP meeting this morning, Speaker of the House Dennis Hastert was noncommittal about just how Social Security should be changed.
There's a lot of possible solutions. I wouldn't say that A, B, and C are the solution or D, E, F are the solutions right now. We have to look at the alternatives, but first of all, the American people have to understand what this problem is and that Social Security can't sustain itself, and we're going to work real hard to make that happen.
Still, other House Republicans acknowledge that changing Social Security has been a hard sell. Florida's Clay Shaw cited two reasons why.
The Congress is out too far in front of the public. Second, there's a lot of disinformation that's being put out by the Democrats that is scaring the public. And that's the reason for the sag in the poll.
Today, the Bush administration announced plans to hold 60 events in 29 states to sell the public on changing Social Security. And Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan suggested to a House panel that faster action is needed on cutting retirement benefits for baby boomers. But Senate Republican leader Bill Frist said yesterday that it could take up to a year for a bill to reach the Senate floor.
The timing of it on the floor, I'm going to have to sense the rate, the rhythm, the sort of pulse of the American people. I don't want to take something to the Senate floor where I've got every one of the members across the aisle saying there's no problem.
New Jersey Senator John Corzine says he and his fellow Democrats are simply waiting to see what Republicans plan to do with Social Security.
The president really hasn't laid down a program of any detail that we know how to respond to.
One Republican who's charging ahead of his colleagues is Nebraska Senator Chuck Hagel. He plans to introduce his own bill on Monday to revamp Social Security. Hagel says it will include private retirement accounts.
Well, there's no question that that issue has lost some enthusiasm if you put any confidence in the polls, which I do. But I think partly that is the result of the American people not getting the rest of the pieces that need to go into any Social Security reform.
Arizona Republican Senator John McCain says members of his party are aware they still have a tough sell to make.
To say that we're in some kind of depression or funk or anything like that, I don't think that's accurate. I think we know we've got a lot of work to do, and we're setting about doing it.
McCain said polls showing sagging support for revamping Social Security fail to measure how the issue will be viewed once Americans learn more about it. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.